Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rich Morales. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Kreider. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Kreider. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Tenarche. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Diego Segui. And now, play ball. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday takes first base on ball four. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop misplays the ball. That's an error on Knoop. Munday moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball four. Munday moves to third. Alou moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Melton moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Kreider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreider hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris catches it and throws to first to double up Morales. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Melton reaches second base with a double. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 1 in the game. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Spence is hit by the pitch. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kreider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreider is 0-for-1 in the game. Kreider bunts towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kreider for the out. Spence moves to second. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Diego Seguí is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seguí is 0-for-1 in the game. Seguí hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Monday reaches second base with a double. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jackson now playing right field. Felipe Alou now playing left field. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Spence strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-2 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Kreider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreider is 0-for-1 in the game. Kreider hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-2 in the game. Tenarche hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Hobley pinch hits for Diego Segui. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Joe Rudy pinch hits for Steve Hobley. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Monday. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Monday steals second. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. May reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Melton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Melton reaches second base with a double. May scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for Bob Spence. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is walked intentionally. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Dwayne Josephson. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-3 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindblad fields it and throws to first for the out. Melton moves to third. McCraw moves to second. Two outs. Bob Locker now pitching. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tenarche hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan pinch hits for Dick Green. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Alan Lewis pinch runs for Dave Duncan. Frank Fernandez pinch hits for Bob Locker. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score. Oakland Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.